Oh, I'm sorry. I've got a problem. This is Welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a big book study. Hold on just a second. Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You big book study. My name is Gina R. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, December 5th, 2018. Today we are reading from the big book and we are at page 164, the third paragraph, third sentence. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Comments on one sentence only. Today's readers are 12 Steps, Cindy D., 12 Traditions, Sherry K. B., or, sorry, Wendy M., readers Felicia D., Tessa Q., and Wendy M., and our newcomer greeter will be Melanie C. The reference numbers for Wednesday, December 4th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 12,263. And this Thursday, December 5th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, 12,270. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Cindy D. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning. This is Cindy D., gratefully recovered in Texas. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, Gina, and I pass.
And thank you, Cindy D. I will now ask Wendy M. to read the 12 traditions.
Yes, good morning. Wendy M., gratefully recovered, Boulder, Colorado. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group but never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Wendy M. So here is how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two, or sometimes a sentence, like we'll do today, from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, please make sure you are not using a speakerphone, speak directly into your phone or headset, then press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone, except the speakers, should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 164, the third paragraph, third sentence, which begins, clear away the wreckage of your past, and we're going to comment on that one sentence only. I will ask Felicia D. to begin reading.
Hello, this is Felicia D. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, it's Felicia. I'm gratefully recovered one day at a time in Maine. And clear away the wreckage of your past. This sentence means a lot, as does every sentence in this amazing Big Book. But I looked up the words clear and wreckage, and clear means to remove an obstruction or unwanted item from somewhere. And wreckage is the remains of something that has been badly damaged or destroyed. And for me, there was so much wreckage in my past. It was self-will, run riot. And I didn't see it. I didn't know it when I was in my disease, when I was compulsively overeating and drowning. I was drowning in resentment, hatred, really drowning in the past. I was quite a historian. You know, I was living in the past, therefore not available to anyone, you know, in my present, my family, my children, my husband. But thank God for this program. I'm so thankful that he led me to it. My sister invited me to my first meeting. And, you know, because of that, I have a brand new life. I had a brand new start when I went through the steps. I did. It was amazing. It's amazing the miracles that God has worked in. You know, when I put down my alcoholic foods, became abstinent, started working with the sponsor who was recovered and worked through the 12 steps in order from beginning to end, and I continue to work them one day at a time. But it's amazing because, it's just an amazing miracle. I'm very thankful to be a part of this program. Because the wreckage that was in my past, I was so full of resentment. It was clouding and darkening all of my relationships, you know, with God, with others, and with myself. And this, the 12-step program and being a part of it and working it, you know, I've come out of that. I've come through to the other side, and I've come into the sunlight of the spirit, and it's just amazing that, you know, just working through the steps, doing the work, that the wreckage does get cleared bit by bit, you know, incidents by incidents. And now I'm in the light, walking in the light with God, with my fellows. And okay, I'll wrap it up. And with that, I pass. Thank you for letting, for allowing me to be of service.
Thank you so much, Felicia D. Okay, the lines will now be open to comment on that one sentence we're reading today. Who would like to share?
Leia S.
Beatrice O.
Jackie H.
Beth U.
Melanie C.
Did I miss somebody? Let me tell you who I've got. Leia S., Beatrice O., Jackie H., Beth U., Melanie C. Was there someone else? Okay, so let's go with that for this first grouping. So, Leia, please go ahead.
Thank you so much, moderator. Thank you, everyone who's on the line. My name is Leia S. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Brooklyn, New York. And I'm so grateful to be sharing on this. Clear away the wreckage of your past. As was mentioned in the past meeting, this is a process of steps 4 through 9. And 9 is a very important process because for me it meant that I was going to do do the whole thing and get over with it, period. Not going to let go of this kind of nonsense that has been dominating my life until now. That psychic change was going to take place right then and there. And I was ready to repair the wreckage if I was going to do it in the next minute or so, or God forbid, or if I was going to do wreckage unknowingly. And that's step 10. This is a way of life. This is really a guideline for how to do and what to do. And even when I don't know what to do, it is okay. There's one thing that really has to take place, and that is that psychic change. And with step 9, it has to be finished already. Because if you don't let it go, you're going to have a whole, you're going to let it pile up and pile up, and it's just going to come back to haunt you. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you so much, Leia S. Okay, Beatrice O., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Jackie H. Beatrice, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Beatrice from Los Gatos, California. And so this line, clear away the wreckage from your past, is really, it's really important. I mean, I've been clearing away a lot of wreckage for years. I've been in therapy. I've done a lot of things. But today I feel like I was, just like Bill W. said, he feels like he was born again. Because when I came into this program years ago, I had a lot of wreckage from my past. I had maladaptive behaviors. I had erroneous beliefs. I had this past of what I thought happened to me, probably versus what actually happened. And a lot of my relapses were when I would feel or I would do something or have behaviors, I could tell that, you know, my body remembers, my mind would remember, and I couldn't handle a lot of the emotions when I was cleaning house. A lot of people relapse because they can't handle what they're going through, but now I know, you know, sometimes I just have to sit in my pain. And the only way out is through. So now in my in this phase of my recovery, I believe in compassionate recovery. Because when I came into this program, I was a little broken child inside. I had a broken heart and I had silent rage. And I had to heal that little girl inside. Because I grew up covering all that up. And so clearing away the wreckage from the past is really, really important. Otherwise, I would go back and stay stuck and go back to my lover, which was food. Because I was using food when I was probably 3 years old. I don't know if I was born with the predisposition, but that food was the drug of choice for me from childhood. And so I'm really grateful for this program. I've cleared away a lot of wreckage. And the last thing I want to say is, you know, what is allowed in one generation will be practiced in the next. Okay. So I have to clean house. Thank you. And I'll pass.
Thank you, Beatrice O. Jackie H., you're up next. You'll be followed by Beth U. Jackie, please go ahead. Jackie, press star one. Not coming through, Jackie. Okay, Beth, are you available? Press star one, Beth.
Hello, may I be heard?
Who's this?
This is Jackie.
Okay, yes, I can hear you now. Thank you.
I am so sorry. I was having some issues with my phone. I apologize. I'll stand very still here. This is Jackie H., recovered in Colorado. Thank you for your service. It's great to be here this morning. Clear away the wreckage of the past. I was just thinking about what that felt like, what that sounded like this morning as I was reading it and listening. You know, from the time I was a little girl, I knew there was a light in me. I didn't know that. And yet it was covered up with so much shame, so much guilt, so much, just a mess, right? And so my journey started out by doing a lot of therapy, doing a lot of counseling, reading a lot of self-help books, because I wanted the essence of my true self to shine through, but there was just so much stuff covering it up. And I came into to this program, and I have these simple tools, divine simple tools that have actually done that for me. I've always wanted to walk in the light. I've always wanted to be good, feel good, be enough, feel like I was enough. And yet, all of this stuff was heaped on me, right? And so I get to do this clearing away the wreckage of the past, and I get to now be who I truly am. The essence of who I am gets to shine through. And today, I get to walk in the sunlight of the Spirit. I didn't think it could get any better than this, but every day it gets better than this because I continue to do these steps every single day, and every day there is stuff to clear away, but it's not deep. I'm not deep in it anymore. It's a little something that comes up, and I get to clear it away, and so I get to have a smile on my face. I get to have a smile on my heart. I get to look at my fellows and see the beauty in them as well. I don't have to just look at them and see their broken bodies and their broken minds. I get to see the who that they really are. And for that, I am grateful. For that, I am thankful for this program. I am thankful for my inner lifeguard, my inner guide. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie H. Okay, Beth, you're up next, followed by Melanie C. Please go ahead, Beth.
Morning. This is Beth, you. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Good morning, everybody. This is Beth Yu. I'm a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. very happy to be able to share today on the call. Thank you for your service and for everyone who's on the line. I just wanted to share about a very clear image that came to mind when we read this morning, to clear the wreckage of your past. I immediately thought of the shipwreck image, you know, being on a beach of some sort with all sorts of wreckage. And I know there's another passage in the big book, I don't know exactly where it is, but that, you know, that idea that we are all in this together, you know, at the on the sand, at the, you know, incident of a shipwreck. So a couple of things that came to mind is someone read the definition. I was called to look up the definition for wreckage, and it's the remains of something that's badly damaged or destroyed. So again, that image that came to me was just, you know, being on the sand with all of these broken parts just scattered everywhere. And as people have said before too, this is like supposed to be the idea of working steps through 4 through 9. So if I imagine this, you know, me being amongst all this wreckage, you know, to clear it away, or in my mind to clean it up, the first thing that you might do is inventory it, you know, and say, here, this is what I have, this is where it is, and you might have to, you know, to dig a little bit deep to find some of the wreckage, and that was definitely my experience in step 4. And once you've dug everything up and inventoried it, you can kind of say, this is what I have, and this is the remains of what's been destroyed or damaged, and then to maybe say to somebody, this is how it got this way, this is how it broke. You know, and the other thing that God spoke to me this morning was that wreckage is mine. And as a recovered fellow, I can now see in this image that the wreckage is mine. It's, I own it, I broke it. And so then to start looking how to salvage it is the other thing that I wanted to share about, which is, you know, steps 6, 7, 8, and 9. And again, that image of me not being alone on the sand. I've got all these other fellows at the base, the shipwreck, with me, working together to try to figure out how to salvage it. So clearing away to me does not mean just get rid of it all. You wouldn't just take all the remains and throw them away. You would see, how can some of this be fixed or reconciled or put back together or salvaged, if you will. So I think that's all I have to share. It was a very strong image that came to my mind as we shared this, and I just wanted to share it. And that's it. I will pass.
Thank you, Beth. You, Gina R., you want to press star 1?
Sorry, I thought I was. Okay, thank you so much, Beth. You. Okay, Melanie, you're next. But before I have you go, I'm going to tell everybody. We're on page 164, the third paragraph, third sentence, clear away the wreckage of your past. And we're commenting on that sentence only. And after Melanie shares, I'll take a new grouping. Melanie, please go ahead.
Thank you, Gina R. Good morning, everyone. My name is Melanie C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater calling in from Wilsonville, Oregon. You know, I thought about this and I wondered what it would sound like to come into a room and maybe be new in the room and somebody was talking about wreckage of the past and what would that mean and where would I be at in the process in order to do that. And I thought, how come I would even need to be addressing this word wreckage? What is this about? You know, I had throughout my life, I had, you know, gone with a good girl and gone to confession, taking care of things like that. I had friends that never had to look at wreckage of their past. And what in the heck is this process all about? What is this? How come me, as this person, would need to take all this time to take care of it? Why was it so critical and important? And I didn't know. I didn't know, and I didn't know what was going to become of me as a result of doing this. And somebody taught me how to do this work. And through that process, I was able to see that there was a clearing away so that I could identify that perhaps I was operating differently than the people around me, but I was identifying with them, and it translated into so much shame and guilt and remorse because I didn't get the outcome that they had gotten. And I saw this from a very, 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 very young age. Before food got into the picture, I didn't have access to it like I thought. But when I go back to reflect, look at the wreckage of the past, I reflect upon those ages, I could see that I didn't see things quite the same way as folks did. And because I needed to belong so much, I would just kind of be startled and step back and think and reassess and go back in and try the same thing. And then go back again. It was just continual. Well, you look at that over the course of 45 years and the layers mount up. And I'm so buried below there that I have to find some way to go back down in, to get back to the beginning, to see and identify that I, in fact, have a twisted mind. There's something with the way that I think and therefore execute that brought about this that I have here, that multiplied and compounded and assured that this was going to get worse, not better. I was simply treating a disease with the wrong thing. I try to think of it in terms of I was trying to treat a common cold with chocolate. It was never going to work. The cold was going to get worse. Something that never heals, I guess, would be even better. And this, I'm going to end my time here with just simply saying, on page XXVI in the Doctor's Opinion, 4th edition, it says, it explains many things for which we cannot otherwise account. When we go back through this wreckage, clean it up, it draws me back and back and back. I am not a mistake. I had an untreated, wrongly treated condition, and now I have the solution. And it's far better than I could have ever, ever, ever imagined. And my dreams have come true. Thanks, I'll pass.
Beautiful timing, Melanie C. Thank you so much. Okay, who else would like to share on this one sentence that we've been studying this morning?
Kathy Jo P.
Lauren K.
Gotcha.
Linda G.
Wendy M.
Sherry KB.
Let me tell you who I've got. I've got Kathy Jo P., Marin K., Linda G., Wendy M., Sherry KB. Who did I miss?
Reggie O.
Reggie O.
And Kathleen O.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and stop there. And if we have time after Kathleen, we'll go. All right, here's the lineup. Kathy, Marin, Linda, Wendy, Sherry, Reggie, Kathleen. Kathy Jo, please go ahead. Kathy Jo, press star one.
Good morning. This is Kathy Jo P., a recovered compulsive overeater in Minneapolis. I love the comment that this is steps 4 through 9. And I definitely had wreckage from my past. And I have to tell you, people, if you haven't done it, it is seriously the most freeing thing you could ever imagine. I remember someone saying to me when I first came back to OA after a 22-year relapse, how the more that I can be wrong, the more I can be free. And I seriously never believed I would embrace that sentence. It felt so foreign to me, and I came in with lots of bruises and lots of wounds and lots of wreckage on my body and my heart. And I came in thinking always how wronged I had been from everyone, from God to every part of my life. But I couldn't see that I was so responsible for these collisions and these falling off buildings and getting wounded. And man, is it so freeing knowing when I did my amends, I did 61 amends. And I continue, as I clear away the wreckage of my past, to show up differently. I had a chiropractor who I grew quite close to. I would consider her one of my closest friends. And she walked away from me about 3 years ago. So when I did my amends, I knew she wouldn't speak with me. So I wrote her a letter with my sponsor reading every word before I sent it. And I had two other letters I wrote, but this one never responded to me. And I have to tell you, slowly but surely, when I saw her places, she warmed up to me so much that I just saw her at a holiday party this Sunday, and she said, "How come we don't see each other more?" and she gave me a hug. And I have given her the space. I have let her, I'm going to correct myself with that word. I have respected her boundaries and showed up differently to be of service, not show up wanting her to fix me, but how can I be of service to her? And how can I show up differently a day at a time? And it is changing my life. And I am so grateful for that. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Kathy Jo. Okay, Marin, you're next, followed by Linda G. Please go ahead, Marin K.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, the wreckage of the past. Well, I've done about since I came into OA.
Wait, Marin, are you on a speakerphone?
Oh, is this a speakerphone? I don't know.
Okay, you just sound a little, speak directly into the mic.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but you sound very faint.
Oh, I'm on my, I'll speak louder. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but just for everybody else, please don't use your speakerphone. Either use your headset or speak directly into the mic. Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm very sorry. I'm on my cell phone. I'm sorry. I had wreckage of my past was a lot with my parents for many years, even 24 years of my accident. I mainly disliked my parents so much, and now over the past 2 years, they have 90 and 95, and I'm clearing away the wreckage because I'm being of service to them. I feel no anger towards them after doing many 10 steps. As far as the fourth step is concerned, I think that once you do the fourth step, you get the names of the people that you harmed. I'm on the eighth step right now. And I think that the most powerful step is the ninth step, because that is a way of freeing you from all the horrible feelings you have about yourself. I have done that with both my work, with my ex-husband, with my friends. I have new people that I have to do it with, and it's always a continuous process. Anyways, I love you all. I'm sorry I'm on my speakerphone. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, Marin. Okay, Linda G., you'll be up next, followed by Wendy M. Linda, please go ahead.
Good morning, Linda G. from Massachusetts. Wonderful sharing on all the three meetings this morning. I'm recovering compulsive overeater, and I really like the metaphor that somebody once told me about working through the steps and clearing away the wreckage of my past. And it's like, for me, I'm standing in front of a tunnel that is full of boulders and rocks and stones and then pebbles. And at the other side of that tunnel is the sunlight of the spirit. And as I go through the steps, I, with my spiritual guide and the others in other visionaries, the boulders start getting removed, the rocks. And so I'm in that process now again. And, you know, clearing away the wreckage of the past, I have had some experience with that. And for me, you know, there have been experiences where the strewn wreckage that littered my life was the precious raw material from which great beginnings were forged. And I did have one time in 1983 in another 12-step program where I had to make a financial amends to a utility company, and it was a lot of money. And I really wanted to go to a workshop, a creative writing workshop. And my spiritual guide said, "Would you go any lengths for your recovery?" And I said, "Yes." So I had to give them money to this utility company, and the man said, okay, send it to my attention. My name is Mr. Grace. And so I did. So I made that, you know, part of clearing away the wreckage of my past. And the next thing I knew, I got a full scholarship to the summer writing program I wanted. So I'm looking forward to going through these steps again now with the visionaries in here and a spiritual guide. And I'm really looking forward to clearing away the wreckage of my past because I can see it so clearly now, so much of it. Thank you. Linda from Massachusetts.
And thank you, Linda G. Wendy M., you are up next. You'll be followed by Sherry KB. Please go ahead, Wendy.
Yes. Good morning. Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you, Gina R., for your service and everyone on the line. And, and when I listened this morning, I heard the word, I'm not a mistake. Oh, my God, that's beautiful. We are not mistakes, right? So I ate my whole life thinking because I thought I was a mistake, right? And because I thought something was rotten with me to the core, and you could see it, you know, that I was smelly and icky and a mistake and, you know, all of it. Like I was born a mistake, and it turns out I'm not born a mistake, nor are you. So thank you, God, for somebody saying that today on the line. But I've made mistakes, right? I get to own my past. I get to own my present, right? Clear away not only the past, but current, right? Like this morning, my son, and I'm driving him to school, and he says to me, you know, Mom, you yelled at me. You raised your voice at me. I didn't really like that. I mean, good for him, right? And so there was a second at which I was making an excuse, right? Like, well, you would be late for school. And I looked at him instantly, and I said, you're absolutely right that I did that, right? And so what gave me an opportunity to do is get some freedom this morning, get some relief. Like, just own it. Just own my behavior, right? Like, I've been hiding my behavior. I mean, everybody knows the behavior. Everybody knows who I am. But I think I've been hiding it all these years, right? All this wreckage. And it turns out that in this program, you know, I always say with you get insulin if you're a diabetic, but you don't get a design for living. You just get the insulin. In this program, we get a design for living, right? And clearing away this wreckage, getting a chance, getting instructions as to how I clear away my wreckage gives me freedom and relief like I've never experienced. It gives me a chance to dissolve the shame. When I share my fifth step and my sponsor says, me too. Me too. Done that, right? It just dissolves the shame, the I get it. And when I send a I get it message to somebody, yesterday I sent I get it. We don't have to be ashamed anymore, right? So we've made mistakes in the sense that we've had behavior that's done harm, absolutely, right? But we get a chance in this lifetime to stay current, to get relief from the past, to tell our secret. And when I tell the truth and I tell my secret, that's when God appears. I get unblocked. That is God right there. When the shame dissolves, I can look myself in the eye. I can look you in the eye for the first time. I can own what I did and not be ashamed. Just own it, and own it, right? And sometimes, and a lot of times, the damage is to ourselves, right? Like tummy tucks and like 10, what are those called, root canals and stuff I've done to myself, too, the wreckage of myself in my past. But, you know, when I do my ninth step, I'm not kidding. I, like, look forward to doing these ninth steps. I love direct amends because right. It just means I get to clean up my soul and get free, and how free do I want to be. So thank you, God, for this program and all of you. I'm without a test.
Thank you, Wendy. Okay, Sherry KB, you are up next, followed by Reggie O. Please go ahead, Sherry.
Good morning, Gina R. Thank you so much for your service. I'm Sherry KB in Northern California, very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Thank you so much for your service and everybody on the line, and welcome newcomers. I love listening to this, and I just wanted to jump in myself because, you know, clearing away the wreckage, to me it means something of the past, not the present, because I know what to do in the present moment to clear up what's going on in the here and now. But clearing the wreckage to me is what it means of the past, of stuff that has happened that's before me. And so with God's help, you know, I've learned that I never go make a ninth step amends without God's help. Clearing away the wreckage to me is just cleaning up, you know, the past mistakes that I've made. And, you know, for me, until I did this work this way, I didn't think I did anything to anybody. You know, I did a lot of thinking. I thought about a lot of things. And, you know, it was somebody on this group that I called one day and said, well, I didn't do anything. And she said, well, what did you think? And I said, well, that was different. She goes, no, it's not. You know, what goes on between our ears is causes wreckage. And didn't you know? Boy, that really opened me up to really look at my behavior and really look at what I was doing and thinking about people. And that has really changed for me a lot. And as far as what I did, you know, verbally said or actions I took to clean up my past, that was easier. But for looking at my thinking and how I treated people in my head has made a huge difference in my life. And for somebody like me who has buildup of human emotion, I have to clear that up. Otherwise, I'll be face down in the food. It'll be the last thing to go, but I'll be face down in the food. So that's why I need to live in the steps and work the steps. And I've had some interesting experiences doing step nines, and I'm sure a lot of people on this line have too. And what I've always been told is never go make an amends without your higher power's help. Always take your higher power with you. Ask your higher power to meet you in the room where you're going. And, you know, it's good to talk to your fellows first when you're going to make an amends. That way you're getting some wonderful input from recovered people. And I'm just grateful to my higher power for helping me to clean out the wreckage and all of you. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Okay, Reggie O., you are up next. You'll be followed by Kathleen O. Please go ahead, Reggie.
Thank you, Gina, and good morning, and thanks for all your service and everybody who's on the phone this morning listening and sharing. This is Reggie O., and today I am in rainy Southern California, which is a wonderful thing. And, boy, you know, clear away the wreckage of my past. One of the things I thought about as I was here listening to all the really beautiful, inspiring shares this morning was years ago in my like early years of recovery, I remember feeling this thing in my back. I felt, and I didn't know what it was. It was tight. It was kind of painful, and I honestly felt like I was carrying this huge load of compression on my back. And I remember after working the, you know, I'd gone through the steps. I had become recovered and was working that. And one day I woke up and I just noticed it was no longer there. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. What happened, you know? And I realized after some point that what happened was that I was doing this work. I was living this one day at a time. And, you know, and then at that point I had cleared away the wreckage of my past to the best of my ability. And I'm sitting here this morning and I don't have that tension, that tightness, that weight, that compression in my back. It's like this amazing freedom that shows up physically as well as everywhere. I've had plenty of wreckage in my past, you know, and I for a long time I didn't think I was a fearful person because there wasn't like physical things that I was necessarily afraid of. But boy, oh boy, the fears that ran my life and caused the selfishness and the self-centeredness and the wreckage, which for me a lot was done in relationships. You know, there's the beautiful relationships that I wrecked because of this disease, because of my fear. And so I had, you know, I'm going through the steps again right now, and I, it's, you know, getting close to four. I'm thinking, gosh, I can't think of any like resentments toward people or institutions or things that I haven't done, but I have some of those principles that Lori C. was talking about on the special edition Sunday that have to do with yet some things about myself, you know, that I want to look at and clear up. But I'm also reminded, too, that to clear away the wreckage of my past, my brain mind has to be clear enough so that I can honestly approach that. It is. It's a courageous action. But, you know, when I put down the food, I start to clear away my thinking. And when I, you know, come to believe in some power greater than myself that will restore my sanity and then make that decision to turn my will and my life over to that, it's kind of like the path has been laid open before me. There's still a lot of work to do, you know, and it goes through step nine. But, you know, the clearing away that wreckage and getting to that freedom, you know, and the wreckage that I did in my life with other people was also the continuing wreckage I did to myself. And then we get to keep it clear with step 10 and not accumulate that baggage anymore. So thanks so much. Great to be here this morning.
Thank you, Reggie. Okay, Kathleen, you are up next. And then depending on how long her share goes, we'll probably have time for a 2 to 3 minute share for one last person. Please go ahead, Kathleen.
Good morning, Gina. Thank you so much. And such great shares this morning. Great being on the line with all of you. So clear away the wreckage of your past. It's not telling me to clear up other people's wreckage. It's telling me to clear up my wreckage. It's to take my inventory, not everybody else's, who I think wronged me so horribly. And, you know, I came into the rooms needing to lose weight. I had certainly created a lot of wreckage on my body physically by the way I ate and how I ate. And so I had weight to lose, but most of the weight, I always say, was the 400 pounds between my two ears that I had to lose. And, you know, doing these steps and clearing up this wreckage is what relieved me of that. And once I was relieved of that, the food wasn't an issue anymore. And so it's so amazing how this program works. And, you know, you know, I had to become unblocked from, you know, the sunrise of the spirit. And in order to become unblocked, I had to do this work and I had to clear up that wreckage. But once I was unblocked, it was like then this power, you know, can flow through to me and help me make the right decisions and help me to be patient and kind and loving and tolerant. And I have to do it all the time. You know, it's not like I did it and I was done and, you know, okay, done with that. That's cool. I get to pay attention to this every day. And when something comes up where I create more wreckage, I've got to clear it up because, again, I can't keep that channel blocked between me and my higher power. Because when I do that, the food starts looking appealing again. It's like I'm looking for that ease and comfort. And today I get my ease and comfort from my higher power. And with that, I pass. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Kathleen O. Okay, we've got time for 1 3-minute share. Who would like to take that? Here's your chance. Press star 1 to unmute.
Penny C.
Go ahead, Penny.
Thank you. I'm Penny C., recovered compulsive overeater in the Boston area. And this sentence says so much, doesn't it? Clear away the wreckage of your past. And it's not a one-time thing. Whenever I read anything about making amends or, finding out what my part is and resentments and fear, I'm so reminded of what a brilliant thing it was for Bill W. to put that 10th step in there, because I don't just clear away my wreckage one time. More will be revealed is what I was told when I first came into 12-step programs. And more does get revealed. You know, my granddaughter, I picked her up from sixth grade band last Friday. And she got in the car and we got all the way home, maybe about 4.5 miles. And she realized she didn't have her backpack with her. She had her flute, but not her backpack. And she looked like a little nervous about, oh, no. And I said, well, we'll just go back and get it, calmly as could be. And that just reminded me that that's not how it was when I was into the food and my children were little and I was a screaming mother. And so I had lunch with my daughter just 2 days ago, and I told her the story about picking up my granddaughter. And I said, I'm so sorry that it wasn't that way when you were children. So more had been revealed through that incident with my granddaughter, reminded me that that's not how I was with my children, and I could make amends. I cleared away that wreckage, little piece of my past that I didn't even realize was there. And thank God for step 10. And with that, I'll pass.
Beautiful timing, Penny C. Thank you so much. You will be our last share today. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Tessa Q please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Hello, I'm Tessa. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm Tessa. I'm a compulsive reader. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we all know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do for each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something that you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past and give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road to happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.